I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT. Exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our appearances with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs are brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs started with, what was it like to grow up as a kid in Texas and have the experience of playing in Cowboy Stadium on Thanksgiving?
No, I mean, it was really cool. I mean, you kind of got that feel, kind of like a playoff game or another big game like that where everybody's watching and you have to go out there and play your best football. And so it was really cool for me. I have a lot of family and friends in attendance and going out there and getting to play on Thanksgiving.
What were your impressions of the Cowboy Stadium?
It's awesome. You know, I got to play there in college a lot, and so I always had the dream of playing there in the NFL. So to be able to do that was really cool, and the fan base was awesome. There was a lot of Chiefs fans there, so it was cool to see the fan base travel to Dallas.
Man, absolutely. When they did the home of the Chiefs, that was loud. That's as loud as I've heard it. Is that as loud as you've heard it? Is there anywhere comparable to that?
I don't know for sure. I mean, sometimes we get out there to L.A. Sometimes there's a lot of Chiefs fans that take that trip as well. So, but it definitely was loud. It was really cool to see. I mean, even seeing some Texas Tech jerseys as well. So it was cool to see that the my fans from everywhere were kind of out there in attendance.
Obviously, it's cool to play these kind of games. It's cool to play on Thanksgiving. There's an honor to play on Christmas Day. But you're also a family man. You're married. You have kids. How do you balance your job, your work responsibility, and also making that time for your family?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, having a great wife, helps out a ton. And her being able to handle a lot of the other extracurricular stuff that I can't necessarily be there for. And getting the family all settled and everything like that. And then but the only thing good about playing on Thursday is you get the weekend off, and was able to get to spend Thanksgiving with my family and everybody like that. And so obviously don't get to do it on the actual day, but having a few extra days off where I can get away and be around family was definitely cool.
I don't know if you've seen the ratings yet for the game. They just came out. 57.2 million people watched Thursday's game. The audience peaked at 61.3 million. It is the most watched regular season game in NFL history. I thought the number was going to be big. I wasn't sure it was going to be this big. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it speaks to how much people love the NFL and love football, and we've been able to grow our fan base over these last few years, and obviously Dallas is a huge fan base as well, and so it's cool to see that the NFL is just continuing to break more and more records with these games.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I want to get a couple of college football questions in before we talk about you guys. Let's start with your Texas Tech Red Raiders, your alma mater. You guys are playing for the Big 12 championship game just a couple of weeks away from the college football playoff.
Yeah, no, it's extremely exciting. I mean, obviously, they've had this vision over these last few years of building the program, and Coach McGuire's done a great job of that. And then along with the NIL and everything like that, they've really taken advantage of the space that college football is in, and they've got a lot of great players in. But I think more than anything, they've built a great culture, and I think that's something that it's hard to really comprehend is the culture that they built there and being able to bring players in through the portal or through recruiting and then get them to believe in the brand and what they're building. It's special, and they've done a great job of getting themselves to the Big 12 championship, and I'm excited for them in the postseason journey.
I know you were spending time with family this weekend, but I'm sure you watched a little bit of college football and you were tracking the top story. Lane Kiffin is now leaving Ole Miss and is going to be the head coach of LSU. What did you make of this, man? It was the biggest story in football for those 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something, the calendar is something that they got to work with in college football as far as transfers and the coaching hiring process and signing day and stuff like that. But I think it's awesome for him to be able to go to another journey and be able to keep rising in the ranks of college football. But at the same time, I feel bad for the kids, man. I mean, being able to be in the playoff run and losing your head coach, but you can't fault him, man. That's just kind of how the schedule works and how things go. And obviously a crazy story, but hopefully the kids can still go out there and live out their dreams playing in the playoffs and stuff like that, and then everybody can kind of move forward in a positive way, and hopefully people learn from this, and we can move the schedule around so that this doesn't happen again.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's transition to you guys. How would you describe the urgency that is in the building? I don't need to tell you about you guys' situation. Is it like a playoff-level intensity for you guys heading into this week?
I mean, it kind of has to be. I mean, knowing that this is such a pivotal game as far as not only trying to get back into winning football games, which we have to do, but also playing a team that's competing kind of for the same type of spot that you are to get into the playoffs. And so this is a great football team we're going up against, and we understand that. And I think guys are just coming in with the mindset of we got to play our best football. We got to play our best football, and there's kind of no other options other than that.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, going through some of the storylines right now with the team. What do you make of this AFC that we have so far? It feels like it's kind of turned upside down for a little bit. The teams that have historically been good, they're maybe not having the season, and there's a lot of new blood right now. This really feels like the parity that we always talk about on a year-by-year basis in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen with the coaches that have come into the AFC and the players and the quarterbacks. I mean, and it really it's anybody can get hot at the right moment and go out there and win games. And some of these young quarterbacks are playing really good football and winning a lot of football games. And so but we're kind of all jumbled up there in the middle. And so I think it's just kind of who can get hot at the right time and try to make a run at it. And that's kind of how it usually is in the NFL.
There are some teams that are just common themes in your career. Buffalo, for example, Cincinnati for those few years, you know, some teams that you've seen a lot. I feel like you guys have played Houston a lot over the last three, four seasons. How much of it is an advantage in that way that you're playing a team that you are very familiar with this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's another team that's just that competes at a high level year in and year out, and they have a lot of great football players. And I think it's going to be an extremely, extremely challenging game because, I mean, it's going to be someone that they're going to come in with the right mindset and they're going to come flying around, and we have to match that intensity and take it to another level. And so we've played them in a lot of these big games, and they've kind of been close, all of them. And so I think we've got to come with that mindset of we got to find a way to win no matter what it takes.
When you look at that Texans defense on film, what's the first thing that jumps out to you?
Yeah, I think it's just the speed they play with. You know, like everybody on their team, they come around, they fly around, and they try to make plays happen. And I think that's something that when you play with that effort, usually good things happen. And it starts everywhere. I mean, D-line, obviously, extremely talented. Linebackers, extremely talented. And DBs are extremely talented. And so they all play and fly around, and Coach Ryan has them going. And so for us, we have to be able to match that intensity every single snap.
Football is definitely a next man up mentality. It looks like you guys are going to have some injuries on the offensive line heading into this one, which isn't ideal going up against a defensive line as difficult as the Texans. How do you guys game plan? How do you guys scheme to make up for some of the absences you're going to have on the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do a lot of different things. I mean, obviously, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to attack whenever there's chances to attack down the field, and then get the ball to my hands when I need to get the ball to my hands. I think the thing about going up against really good defenses, you have to be able to show that you can do everything. And that's something that we have to continue to get better and better at. But you give them the respect that they deserve, and then you go out there and you play within yourself, and you keep positive plays happening.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Coach Reed, a couple of days ago, talked about this team being close, mentioned that they are one or two plays away. You're the quarterback of the team. You're the leader of the team. What do you feel like you need to do in these pressurized situations to make those one or two extra plays to win on Sundays?
Yeah, you just got to execute at a higher level in some of these big moments. We are close, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make the plays happen. And so I think that's been the difference in this year and all our previous years is we're not making those big plays and those big moments. And I've said it since the beginning. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to go up there and make them. And that's something that we're going to try to do the rest of the season.
Are you guys looking at it like you still control your destiny? I know right now you guys are not in your usual position that you are in the division or in the standings. But if you look at this, if you guys run the table, you're back in the postseason and you'll be as hot and as dangerous as anybody.
Yeah, we just want to get in there, man. We just want to get into the playoffs and – in order to do that, we got to kind of win all the rest of our games. So we'll take it week by week, day by day. But at the end of the day, you just go out there and play your best football, try to win the rest of these games, get into the playoffs, and then if anybody's got the chance to go out there and win it.
Are you scoreboard watching at all? Are you keeping up with what else is happening in the AFC?
I mean, at this point, not really. I mean, I think if we just can kind of win up all of our games, the rest will kind of handle itself at this point. And so just trying to win football games, taking it, like I said, day by day, trying to be the best that we can be, and then win this week and then move on to the next week. And if we can win all our football games, we'll be in the playoffs. And then if we're in the playoffs, I can take us versus anybody.
I'll get you out of here with this one. What is the emphasis? What is the theme of the week? What are you guys really trying to prioritize heading into this matchup against the Houston Texans to get this thing back on track?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, man, we're going to stay within ourselves and we're going to go out there and play our football. And like I said, I believe that we can go out there and win any game at any moment, but we got to go out there and prove it. And so I'm excited for the chance to go out there and prove it this weekend.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for Sunday night football at Arrowhead against the Texans. Patrick, good luck this week, man. Catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is our conversation with Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearance on the show is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.